Luke chapter 7. Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant, who was dear to him, was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Yahshua, he sent to him the elders of the Jews, begging him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Yahshua, they sought him out instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this, for he loved our nation, and he has built us a synagogue. Then Yahshua went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Master, don't trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter into under my roof. Wherefore neither did I think myself worthy to come to you, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man who is under authority, having under me soldiers. And I say to one, Go, and he goes, and to another, Come, and he comes. And to my servant, Do this, and he does it. When Yahshua heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned him around, and said to the people that followed him, I say to you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and many people. And when he came near to the gate of the city, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and many of the people were with her. And when the master saw her, he had compassion upon her, and said to her, Don't cry. And he came and touched the casket, and they that bore him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say to you, rise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And Yahshua delivered him to his mother. And there came a great fear upon all. And they praised Yahweh, saying, That a great prophet is risen up among us, and that Yahweh has visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about. And the disciples of John showed him of all these things. And John, calling to him two of his disciples, sent them to Yahshua, saying, Are you he that should come, or do we look for someone else? And when the men were come to him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, Are you he that should come, or do we look for someone else? And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues, and of evil spirits, and to many that were blind he gave sight. Then Yahshua answering said to them, Go your way, and tell John what things you've seen and heard, how that the blind see, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the good news is preached, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak to the people concerning John. What did you go out to the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and much more than a prophet. This is he, of whom it is written, I send my messenger before your face, which shall prepare your way before you. For I say to you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of Yahweh is greater than he. And all the people that heard him, and the publicans, justified Yahweh, being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of Yahweh against themselves, being not baptized of him. And the master said, Whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation, and to what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, We piped to you and you did not dance. We mourned to you and you haven't wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, He has a devil. The Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and you say, A gluttonous man and a wine-bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of all her children. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he should come and eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at the table. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Yahshua was eating in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment. and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him to come and eat with him, saw it, he spoke within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touches him, for she is a sinner. And Yeshua answering said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he said, Teacher, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave the most. And Yeshua said to him, You've rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I entered into your house, and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, have not ceased to kiss my feet. My head you did not anoint with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with oil, ointment. Wherefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. And he said to her, Your sins are forgiven. And they that were eating with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgives sins also? And he said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. End of chapter 7.